influential members of the Nigerian House of Representatives say removing Patricia Ete as Speaker should be the first task of Parliament when it reconvenes in mid-October. Several lawmakers say they expect the Speaker to resign before then. Akin Oyebode, a professor of law at the University of Lagos, believes that is the most reasonable thing to do under the circumstance.
Some of us had expected her to have stepped aside long before now. So I assume that in 2 weeks' time, when the House reconvenes, she will not be around presiding. So I will assume that there will be a Speaker extempore that will take over the affairs. And I think, in fact, this is the time for her to throw in the towel. She's been caught napping, as it were. And this malfeasance will not go away. I think her tenure is irredeemably flawed, and I don't see her returning in good conscience as Speaker.
The 9-member investigative panel says the House of Representatives' leadership violated the rules in approving contract worth $5 million to renovate the Speaker's 10-bedroom official residence and that of a deputy. Ete also approved the purchase of 10 luxury cars for the House leadership. The report notes there was no budgetary provision and no public bidding for the contract, contrary to rules governing the award of public contract. In a country where more than 70% of the citizens live on less than $2 a day, the contract has provoked very angry reactions. The furor about this scandal has caused lawmakers to come to blows on the floor of the lower legislative chamber. Ete, the first woman to occupy Nigeria's number 4 political post, has denied any wrongdoing in approving the contract, saying due process was followed. President Umar Ayadwa has pledged zero tolerance for corruption in a country considered one of the most tainted in the world. Gabriel Castor for VOA News, Abuja.